This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Markets are closed today in observance of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, but here is commodity broker Greg McBride from Allendale. What did we learn in last week's WASDE report? Was there anything that surprised you? What was the takeaway from Friday?
Well, I think most of it was surprising. You saw on the U.S. side of things that we had an increase in production, mainly due to an increase in yields for both corn and beans, and sizable increases, 0.7 bushels per acre on beans. I think it was 2.4 bushels per acre on corn. So quite a bit bigger than expected. There was a minor decrease in harvested acres for both, but that didn't make enough of a change. On the corn side of things, you did see some adjustments to ethanol, to exports, feed and residual as well, but only about 75 million bushels. So that was more than offset by that increase in yield and production, which means that we go up about 35 million bushels. On the bean side of things, there were no changes to crush or exports. And so the 35 million bushels that we increased on production all goes to the ending stocks and increases us to 280 there. So on the bear side, as we were selling into this thing, it was just relentless fund selling. Now, as they get this report, it pretty much confirms why they were selling it. The question becomes now, do they continue to sell it, or do they lighten up a little bit and maybe take a little bit of short-term profit?
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. We will have a check of how the numbers closed on Friday next.
Hi, my name is Ethan Smith, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for about 6 years. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it helps keep me informed on new topics and research around the industry, including soils, insects, diseases, and much more. It's also a great way to network with others around the state and beyond. Iowa is known for its crops, and that's why we're here. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
Markets are closed today in observance of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Here is how the markets closed on Friday. March corn down 10 3/4 at 447 even. March soybeans down 12 1/4 at 1224 1/4. March soybean meal down 10 cents at 362.10. March soybean oil down 47 cents at 48.25. On the Merck, February live cattle down 42 cents at 171.37. January feeder cattle up 30 cents at 226.57. February lean hogs down 70 cents at 71.90. February pork cutout down 62 cents at 85.85. And Class 3 milk for January down 4 cents at 15.15. This is the opening market report on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.